For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is convening a series of public gatherings later this month that will determine the path of future cutthroat trout restoration efforts in the Bighorn Basin. Game and Fish invites you to attend a gathering in a community near you to share your interests, thoughts, ideas, and concerns about this important topic, and to discuss future restoration projects for cutthroat trout. We want to hear from you, and we need your help to make this effort successful, said Cody Regional Fisheries Supervisor Sam Hochhalter. This will be a very different level of public engagement than what has occurred in the past on cutthroat trout restoration projects. Game and Fish will not be proposing specific projects and asking for public input on them. Instead, Hochhalter said Game and Fish is asking the public to work with us to develop a set of specific recommendations for future cutthroat trout restoration efforts in the Absaroka, Beartooth, and Bighorn Mountains. Participants of the meetings will not only have the opportunity to share their thoughts, but will also be afforded the opportunity to listen to other participants and learn about the current status and conservation challenges associated with cutthroat trout. Yellowstone cutthroat trout populations continue to be lost. Without active restoration, long-term persistence of Yellowstone cutthroat in the Cody region is questionable. A meeting in Worland is scheduled for January 25th at the Washakie County Fairgrounds Emergency Management Room from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This Monday is a free day at all national parks. The Bighorn Canyon Recreation Area invites residents to commemorate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the great outdoors, despite the cold weather that can make it hard to get excited about going outside. Christy Fleming, Chief of Interpretation at Bighorn Canyon, says there are several fun winter activities that families can take part in at the recreation area, including hiking, bird watching, and ice fishing. Fleming says Horseshoe Bend and areas off the Yellowtail habitat have approximately 10 to 12 inches of ice, but cautions against ice fishing at Barry's Landing as ice has been forming and melting there. This is one of the few free days offered by the National Park Service this year. The next one will be on April 21st, celebrating the first day of National Park Week. The only other two free days will be September 22nd, which is National Public Lands Day, and November 11th, which is Veterans Day. If you have a news story or a news tip for the Bighorn Radio Network, please contact us at 307-347-3231 or email us at news@bhrnwy.com. For more news, sports, opinion, contests, and more, check out our website, mybighornbasin.com. For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey.